Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, the one and coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. It's cloudy outside today. Ugh, one of the weathers I hate. But you gotta get up out of bed, pay those bills, you gotta do what you gotta do. And us, to us lazy people, we could just be sleep all day or just do whatever, because you know how rainy days are. But, yeah. So, I hope you're having a beautiful week of this beautiful world, and, yes, so if you don't know me, I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap both of these lovely shows, which is Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the HDU, since it's the Henry Danger universe, and, yeah, so this week's Henry Danger episode is a regular one, because last one was a doozy, but, yeah, so I can't wait to recap this episode for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy the ride this time. So it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be fun, and I hope I made your day a little bit better because of this podcast. So let's go, let's get it done, and I'm excited, so let's go. Also, before we get started to this podcast, I would just like to say, 119,000 of you have listened to this podcast. You guys are nuts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you guys, I wouldn't have done this for 2 years, so I just want to say thank you so much, and make sure you keep it up with the plays, and we're almost up to 125,000, so let's go, I'm pumped, and yeah, it's gonna be good. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up, so yeah, so let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. Halloween Horror Nights is back at Universal Studios, and if you like anything spooky, that this is the place for you to go to. If you like the houses and you would, that, and there's a house dedicated to the telephone, but there's a house that we have been going for one long some time now, and that is dedicated to The Weeknd. That's why it's called The Weeknd After Hours Nightmare. And if you've been a fan of The Weeknd and his music, or if you want, like, Halloween Horror Nights all together, make sure you go and check the house out. And make sure you check out the Halloween Horror Nights event this year. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. If you're a fan of The Weeknd, make sure you go and check out the house. I guarantee it that much. So make sure you go and check it out. And the football season starts this Thursday. That's right. This Thursday starts the 2022 NFL football season. And it's the Buffalo Bills against the LA Rams, the Super Bowl champions from this February, and I am so excited to see how these two go down at SoFi Stadium. And you know how I was when I saw that Super Bowl, and that was super duper crazy. LA Rams are going to be my favorite team no matter what, so make sure you turn into this Saturday for the first game of this season and with the Buffalo Bills versus the Super Bowl champions, the LA Rams. So let's go. I'm pumped about it. And to all of us football fans, we've been waiting for this for a long time, and yeah, it's going to be awesome. This football season is going to be great. And to all you football fans out there, I got you. I got your back. And it's going to be awesome. And it's going to be legit. So it's going to be awesome. Football season, here we come. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 5, season 4 of Henry Danger. Tune in for Danger. That's right. There's a mess going on between the new Captain Man and Kid Danger cartoon. And it's kind of a mess, to be honest with you, but it shows the premiere of the cartoon in real life as well, so it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun for me to recap this episode, and I cannot wait, so this one is going to be fun, and it's going to be a regular one, which, thank God, it's a doozy of last week. Oh my God, would you go and look at the time? I got to go and set up for this Henry Danger episode, so, yeah, so guys, thank you so much for the plays. I really appreciate you. Keep it up, the good work. And without you guys, I wouldn't have done this for 2 years now. And if we get to 125,000 goal, you guys are a real champ. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah, so the episode's about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, this is going to recap episode 5, season 4 of Henry Danger. Tune in for Danger. That's right, when Captain Man and Kid Danger find out there was a cartoon about them, and it goes horribly wrong, and somehow, in the end, they made a new cartoon. But there's a special guest star in this episode, which, if you're a Winter Olympics fan, you know who it is. And I am so excited to recap this episode for you guys. And also, it is the premiere of the real cartoon in real life. So that was just a surprise for us fans for the real cartoon in real life. So it was good. It was awesome and fun to do. And when I saw that episode, holy cow. And it was the coolest thing that I ever seen in this episode. And I can't wait for me to recap it for you guys. And hopefully you like it. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I hope you like it as much as I do. So this one's going to be fun. So, yeah. So, Man fans, and to parents who have kids who are Man fans, make sure you turn on the speaker on the speaker up, whatever device that you have. It's because this episode is about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So let's get this party started, and let's begin. Okay, so there are two scenes involved in this, and it's Henry's house and Henry's house front porch. So we're beginning in Henry's house, and with Piper is with Constructor Nate of putting the seats around the house for the premiere of the cartoon. So, okay, Piper's next to Contractor Nate said, "Okay, now, if we have everyone facing this way, how big do you think we can make the screen?" And Contractor Nate said, "Well, I can fit about 35 seats over there," and he goes to the other side of the room and says, "Which means I can put up a 150-inch screen over there." We see Jake coming down in the background and cut to Piper and said, "Whoa, is that big?" Contractor Nate said, "Whoa, it's not small." Cut to Piper said, "Oh, Nate." And cut to Jake going with his daughter and Contractor Nate and said, "Piper?" Cut to both of them and cut to Jake and said, "Who's your rugged-looking adult friend?" Cut to Piper said, "Oh, this is Nate, my contractor. Nate, this is my dad." Cut to him about to putting his hand out. Cut to the both of them. And cut to Jake looking at his daughter. And he said, "Jake." Cut to contractor Nate shaking his hand. Said, "Good. Good to meet you, Jake." And cut to Piper and said, "Contractors build houses and stuff." Cut to both of them, cut to Jake and said, "I know what a contractor does." Cut to Piper next to the contractor Nate and said, "Well, he's helping me figure out how we're going to change this room up so we can save 50 people. As she was going to the kitchen area, Jake follows her and said, "What? Why do we need to fit 50 people in our living room?" And cut to Piper and said, "For the premiere of the new cartoon about Kid Danger and Captain Man." Cut to Contractor Nate and said, "I'm so psyched about it." And cut to Henry going down the stairs to the both of them. And Henry said, "Oh, wow." And cut to him and said, "Is that Nate the contractor?" Contractor Nate said, "Hey, Henry." To the both of them, shaking hands. And Henry said, "What's up, man?" Captain Nate said, "How are you?" Captain Jake said, "Ooh, I guess everybody knows Nate." Captain Nate doing his thing, and cut to Henry. And he said, "Hey, you guys talking about the premiere party for the Captain Man and Kid Danger cartoon?" Captain Piper said, "Yeah." Next to her father said, "Yeah, we are." To Contractor Nate said, "I'm so psyched about it." Captain Henry said, "So psyched." And Captain Jake said, "Well, I don't see why they need to make a tune about Captain Man and Kid Danger." Cut to Henry said, "Excuse me?" And Piper back up and said, "Dad!" And Nick was kind of shocked, too. Cut to Henry said, "Okay, if anybody deserves a cartoon made about him, it's, you know, that guy, Kid Danger." Cut to Contractor Nate behind him and said, "And Captain Man." And Captain Henry said, yeah, whatever. And somehow his watch beeps. And Captain Contractor Nate said, "Hey, your watch is beeping." Catcher Harry said, yeah, it is. I gotta go to work, so, I'll see you guys later. Catcher Piper next to her dad said, bye. Catcher Contractor Nate said, later, Henry. And he looks back at him. And Henry not getting out the door, and Catcher Jake said, I'll keep polishing this bowling pin. Catcher Henry being so confused, and he goes out the door, and comes back to Jake. And somehow we're at Henry's hard front porch, and Henry's making, the baby continues, and Henry's making sure that nobody's around. And he flips over the watch, and there was a hologram of Ray on it. And Henry said, hey Ray, what's going on? And Ray's like, hurry, you got to come and to the man cave right now. Henry said, why, something wrong? Henry said, nope. He's like, everything's great. Catcher Henry said, well, why do you need, interrupt Miss Hendricks walking in, and said, Henry, and he had to close the watch right away, so he wouldn't, they figure out that he was Kid Danger, so he closed the watch and covered it up with his sleeve, and make sure everybody wasn't there. He's like, hey, Miss Hendricks says, hi, Henry, hi, because Henry, and he's like, Miss Hendricks, Miss Hendricks says, hey, Catcher Henry said, how are you? Miss Hendricks said, do you like bundt cake? Continue to watch beeping in the background and the glowing of the sleeve. Henry said, well, I like cake, but and Catcher Henry said, bundt cake, bundt. Henry said, right, bundt. Catcher Henry going next to Miss Hendricks going next to Henry's, and there's a silent D in it. B-U-N-D-T. There's a bunt. Yeah, Henry said, yeah, I got it. Cut to Miss Hendricks and said, anyway, I need to get this bunt cake to your father. Cut to Henry said, why? And cut to Miss Hendricks next to Henry said, he's polishing a bowling pin for me. Right, Henry said, right, yes. Cut to both of them, he said, I think he's still working on that, so. Cut to Miss Hendricks said, I have a nephew your age. Cut to Henry cutting her off and trying to make her go home. He said, gotta walk home. And Henry says, who's thinking of moving here? And Henry said, you know, it's funny. Miss Hendricks said, his name is Miller. And cut to both of them and said, I would like to talk to you, but not that much, so. Oh, he's from Milwaukee. Okay. And somehow he took out his watch. He pressed something. He pressed the button on his watch, and the laser came out of it and hit Miss Hendricks, and she just passed out on the floor. And Henry carrying the bundt cake with him. And cut to Henry said, I'm taking this cake. And somehow he went to chuck and stuff, and Miss Hendricks was on the floor, passed out. Now it's cut to the man cave. We go through chuck and stuff, go to the through the dinosaur head with fire, go through the back, go to the elevator, press the button, go down, and you go back down to the man cave. Somehow the elevator door opens, Henry with the bundt cake, and cut to Oliver Swench, Ray, Charlotte Piper, Ray, Charlotte, Jasper, and Schwaz. And Henry's like, all right, I'm here, what's going on? And cut to Oliver Swench, Charlotte's like, tell him! Jasper said, Ray, tell him! Cut to Ray, so excited, he said, okay, Henry, he said, you know about the concert they made, and he got interrupted when he saw the bundt cake in Henry's hands. He said, wait a minute. Is that cake? What kind of cake is that? Cut to Henry said, oh, yeah. My neighbor lady made it for us. I think it's a bundt cake or something. I don't know. Cut to Charlotte, who couldn't believe what he just said. And Charlotte said, it's bundt. He said, not butt. Charlotte said, ew, gross. Cut to all of them talking at one time. Cut to Henry said, okay, who cares about the cake? Cut to him putting it down and said, somebody tell me what everybody's so pumped about. Cut to Henry, Ray going to Henry, who was so excited. He said, okay, Henry. Henry said, yeah. He said, Ray said, we're about to watch the first episode of the cartoon about us right now. Cut to all his friends just being happy. Cut to Henry said, wait, for real? Cut to all of them, cut to Henry next to Ray and said, oh, wait, I thought the cartoon doesn't come out for like two more days. How do you guys get a copy? It's right next to Henry. He said, you know the production company that's making it? Henry's like, yeah. Ray's like, they sent us one by mistake. Cut to Henry said, no, crossing his arms. Shira said, I told Ray to send it back, but Schwaz. Cut to all of them. Schwaz talked him into keeping it so we can watch it. True Schwaz next to his Jasper said, oh, I'm a little naughty boy. Cut to all of them looking at Schwaz and Jasper just going to Schwaz. Cut to Henry next to Ray with his arms crossed and said, so can we watch it? And Ray said, yeah, let's go. Jasper said, let's do it. Cut to Henry, Charlotte, Jasper, and Schwaz going to the man cave couch. Okay, everybody, get your popcorn ready. Cut to pressing the button on the remote to put the screen down, and him pressing a button on the remote so the snake they could petition the man cave couch. Cut to Henry and said, popcorn! So I said, yeah, some popcorn. And he pressed the button on the remote to make the man couch move to the center. And cut to Ray and said, now wait. Before we play the cartoon, I just want to say, none of this would have been possible without me. Cut to all of them throwing popcorn and Ray said, Henry said, boo, get off the stage. Cut to Ray and said, hey, come on. And cut to all of them sitting down. Schwaz says, okay, here comes the cartoon. Cut to Ray, who was next to Henry, said, ooh, this is starting, it's happening. And cut to Henry next to Ray, said, shh, who was next to Jasper, next to Charlotte, next to Schwaz. And cut to the kid cartoon, which looks super weird. Well, kid cartoon version of Kid Danger was carrying oranges. And cartoon Kid Danger said, doop-de-doop-de-doop. I'm Kid Danger. And I'm taking these bag of oranges to church. Cut to all of them. Cartoon Kid Danger said, doodly 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 doo. Cut to Henry and said, why do I sound like a girl? To Charlotte next to Jasper and Schwaz, and why are you carrying a bag of oranges? Jasper between them said, shh, shh. And Cartoon Kid Danger in the background said, doodly 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 doo. And cut to the cartoon teens next to Kid Danger. Cartoon Kid Danger and said, boo! The Cartoon Kid Danger's like, ah! He said, ah! Who are you guys? Cartoon Teen number one said, shut up! Cartoon Teen number two said, let's give Kid Danger a hard time! And Cartoon Kid Danger was getting beat up by the two teens. It was like, ow! Owie! Leave me alone! Help! Captain Man! Come save me! And somehow he started sucking his thumb, which, what the heck? Cut to all of them being so in shock, and cut to Jasper and said, you never say stuff like that. Cut to Henry, who was pissed off, and said, yeah, and why am I sucking my thumb? Charlie next to Schwaz and Jasper and said, so far, my favorite character is the bag of church oranges. To Ray said, shh, shut up. Here comes the part with me in it. Cartoon Captain Man said, don't suck your thumb, because here I come. Cut to cartoon version of Captain Man with a propeller on his head, and he landed where the cartoon version of the teens and Kid Danger was. And Cartoon Captain Man said, hey, leave her alone. Cut to Ray, who was so shocked and mad at the same time next to him, said, okay, first, I don't fly. And second, I'm pretty sure I don't have a propeller growing out of my head. To Ray said, Henry in the back of him and said, you don't. Ray said, I know I don't. Cut to cartoon Captain Man said, now, this is what you jerks get for picking on Kid Danger. Frogs. Somehow he summons the frogs. And they were going on the two teens, munching on them. But Kid Danger was there. Jasper said, I didn't know you could summon flying frogs. Cut to Ray looking at Jasper and said, I can't. And cut to the skeleton part on Kid Danger's hand, and it fell down. Cartoon Captain Man said, next to Cartoon Kid Danger, and said, "Are you okay, Boy Danger?" Cut to Henry being shocked on that part and said, "Boy!" And cut back to the cartoon and said, cut to Charlotte and said, next to Jasper and Schwartz, said, "You don't sound like a boy." Cut back to the cartoon, cut to Cartoon Kid Danger and said, "Thanks for saving me, Captain Man." To Cartoon Captain Man said, "You're welcome." Cut to all of them being so shocked and confused. Cut to Cartoon Kid Danger said, "But how am I going to get my church fruit to the festival on time?" Cut to Captain Man. Well, everybody was being in shock when they just heard. "I don't know what you just said." Cut to Captain Man is like, "But climb me." Cut to Kid Danger climbed on Captain Man's back, and some of the propeller came out of his butt and went up in the air. And cut to Captain Kid Danger on Captain Man's back said, "Zoom, zoom, zoom, to the moon, moon, moon." And cut to both of them going into the sky. Cartoon Captain Man said, "Ah, that's all I need." Cut to all of them being in shock at how terrible it was. Charles next to Jasper and Shiraz said, "Okay, I'm sorry, but that was the worst cartoon I ever seen in my life." Cut to said, "It was terrible." So said, "Pretty bad." Cut to Ray next to Henry said, "Frogs or vegetarians?" Henry said, "They didn't even remember to take the fruit to the church festival." Cut to all of them. Charlotte said, "Right?" Ray said, "Ah." Cut to all of them being pissed off, and that's about it. And the Henry Danger thing song comes on, and that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. First of all, they changed the title cards for this season, and Jace looks pretty good. I took a picture of Jace's, but anyways, all the title cards for this season looked pretty, pretty good. And yeah, that's about it. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. We have two scenes involved in this, and that's the man cave and Henry's house. And Henry and Ray are in their Captain Man and Kid Danger costumes, and they're on the phone with the production team. And somehow they're all pissed off. And cut to production Megan in the background and say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, wait a second." Cut to production Megan on the phone with some other people and said, "You watched the cartoon?" To Captain Man and Kid Danger, who are so mad. Kid Danger said, "Yeah, we watched it." Captain Man said, "Yeah, we watched it." Cut to production Megan with the others and said, "How?" Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man and said, "You know what? You don't need to know how." Because both of them were going back and forth. They said, "You sent us a copy by mistake." And Kid Danger said, "Now you know how." Cut to Captain Man said, "Anyway, the point is, the cartoon is terrible." And cut to production Megan, who was like upset about it and offended by it, and said, "Well, we all happen to think the cartoon is excellent." And the production man said, "Yeah. My kid watched it and told me it was great." And cut to Kid Danger said, "Okay, well, no offense, dude, but something's wrong with your kid." Captain Man said, next to him, he said, "Yeah, you got a bum kid, man." Cut to production Megan, who was offended by that, and said, "All right, since you two are apparently cartoon experts, why don't you tell us about what was wrong with it?" Cut to both of them. Captain Man said, "Okay." Kid Danger said, "Okay." Man said, "We will then." Kid Danger said, "Maybe we will then." Cut to Captain Man said, "Here it comes." Cut to Kid Danger is about to start and said, "Sure. You know what? I got this." He goes to them and said, "I got this first. First, I don't suck my thumb. And I never gone." Cut to production team, cut to him and said, "Oh, Captain Man, say, help me." And cut to Captain Man and said, "Yeah, I don't have a propeller coming out of my head." And Kid Danger said, "Or his butt." And cut to Captain Man said, "Or my butt." And cut to Danger and said, "And they forgot the church oranges." And cut to production team and back to them. And Captain Man said, "Yeah. Just flew away and left him right there on the ground." Cut to both of them in production. Megan said, "Oh, okay. Well, if you guys know so much about making cartoons, why don't you write your own dang script?" Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger accepting the challenge. Captain Man said, "Oh, is that a challenge?" Danger said, "Great." Captain Man said, "You like that, wouldn't you?" They said, "Sounds good." Man said, "Maybe we will." So both of them cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger and again said, Kid Danger said, "Easy." He said, "You know what?" He said, "You better call the fire department, cause," points to Captain Man and he walks away. He said, "Cause we're gonna burn your houses down." Cut to Kid Danger stopping and saying, no, too far. That was way too far. Cut to all the production team who is shocked by it. And production makes it, "I'm terribly sorry." "What?" Cut to Kid Danger said, "You guys are fired." The Captain Man said, yeah, "You're fired. So why don't you zoom, zoom, zoom to the moon? Cut to Kid Danger said, "Which makes some sense." And cut to Captain Man pressing the button on them. And while they were on the conversation, we see Jasper and Charlotte most of the time. And Schwa's just ducking down. And cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man said, "Nice." And they fist bumped, they did their handshake. And somehow Charlotte and Jasper walked up to them. And cut to Schwa's doing the same thing as well. And Captain Man said, "Good stuff." And he said, "Nailed it." Charlotte said, "Okay, so..." She's like, "Now what?" And cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, "Now, Henry and I will write a new script." Cut to Kid Danger said, "Yeah, rewrite it." Cut to Jasper next to Charlie and said, "You guys do know that the cartoon premieres in 2 days." And cut to both of them, cut to Charlie and said, "And that neither of you have ever written a script before?" Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger. Cut to Captain Man and said, "So?" Kid Danger said, "So what?" He said, "No biggie." Cut to Captain Man said, "Everybody can write a script for TV." Kid Danger said, "Yeah, monkeys could do it." Cut to them and cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger again. Said, "We could have a great, hilarious script by tomorrow morning." Kid Danger said, "That's right." Cut to Charlotte and Jasper, cut to Schwaz and said, "Wait, you mean stay up all night?" To Captain Man and Kid Danger said, "Heck yeah, man." Kid Danger said, "Dang straight." Captain Man said, "Jasper." Jasper goes toward them. To Captain Man and Kid Danger said, "Go get us 9 gallons of black coffee." While Kid Danger's hands was on his hips. Cut to Jasper next to Charlotte and said, "On it." Cut to Kid Danger and said, "Sure. Go get us some sugar and a stun stick." Cut to Charlotte said, "KK," and she went to her way. And cut to Schwa said, "And what about me? What do I do?" Cut to him and said, "You." And he turns around and goes to him and said, "You could put on some writing music." Cut to Schwa said, "Ooh." And he goes to his record player. And he went on the record table. And he puts the music on. And the writing begins. And somehow, there was a writing sequence where Henry and Ray were laughing and beginning the script. And somehow Schwaz was dancing in the middle of nowhere. And during all the process, Charlotte was making coffee for them. And during all that writing process, all of them were looking at the laptop, and Charlotte just fed him pizza, and you know how that deal goes. So, and somehow the music stops. They all look at Schwaz. Somehow Schwaz turns the turntable, and he continues playing the music. And you know how that deal goes. There was one point there Jasper was feeding Captain Man coffee, so on and so forth, and somehow they both fell asleep, but somehow Charlotte did the stun stick on Henry's neck, and he looked up at Charlotte for no reason at all. And there was one point they were at the Man Cave computer, and Schwaz was just doing his hair while he was writing the script. There was a time thing, by the way. It was like in the morning or something like that. Cut to Henry looking at the script, typing something in. And Ray said, oh, is it a what? Why didn't I think of that? And while they continue doing that, it's cut back to Henry's house. And the living room is a little bit different with the chairs inside. And Piper said, the chairs, I want them to be comfortable. These chairs. I want them to have a really good view. And somehow Jake Hart was going downstairs with his robe on. We're trying to go to his daughter. And Jake said, Piper. And Piper said, cuz. He almost bumped into one of the guys. He said, I don't want anyone to miss out if someone's too tall. Jake said, Piper. Piper. Cut to Piper next to contractor. And they said, and for the audio. Big speakers mounted up right here. And cut to Jake's putting his hands on Piper. Said, Piper. Excuse me. But it's 7:30 in the morning. And what is all this? Cut to all of them. And cut to Piper next to his father. Said, I told you. He said, I had to get this place ready for 50 people to come here and watch the premiere of the Captain Man and Kid Danger cartoon. Cut to contractor Nate said, I'm so sucked about it. Cut to Jake next to his daughter and said, but I don't understand why. The doorbell rings and there was a door knock and the doorbell rings again. Piper said, Ken, can you please get the door? She went to go another way. And the knocks on, and someone's knocking on the door. Jake opens up the door, and somehow in comes the snowboarding champion of the Winter Olympic Games, Shaun White. Which was kind of shocking, by the way, because I'm a huge Shaun White fan, and I didn't know he was on the show, Henry Danger. But that was kind of cool to see an Olympian like Shaun White to be on that show, so that was kind of cool. And cut to Jake and said, hi. Cut to Shaun White and said, can I use your bathroom? To Jake said, I don't even know you. Cut to Shaun White and said, right. Can I use your bathroom? Cut to Piper, who was shocked to see who was at the front door. And she goes to next to his father and got to Shaun White and said, oh my God! And he said, Shaun White! And cut to Shaun White, cut to Jake, and cut to Shaun White and said, she knows who I am. Cut to Jake and said, do you work with Nate? Cut to Shaun White said, no, I work with Snow. Cut to Piper next to her dad and said, Dad! And she pushed him away and cut to Piper and said, this is Shaun White, the greatest snowboarder ever! Cut to Shaun White said, I'm okay. Cut to Jake and said, well, why is he here? Piper said, because Shaun White is like, and cut to her turning to Shaun White and said, why are you here? To Shaun White said, for the premiere of the Captain Man and Kid Danger cartoon. Cut to Piper and said, next to her father said, oh, but that's not till tomorrow night. Cut to Shaun White said, I know, but I want to sit front row center, so I'm going to camp out right here in the porch, so I could be first in line. Cut to both of them between. Cut to Piper next to her father said, oh. She said, okay. Cut to Shaun White said, so, bathroom? Cut to Jake said, look. And he got interrupted by his daughter and said, you can use our VIP bathroom in my parents' room upstairs. Cut to him going into the house and said, cool, Snow. Cut to him, Jake going behind Shaun White and said, wait, my wife is sleeping up there. Cut to Shaun White said, no worries. Cut to him going up the stairs. And cut a few minutes later to Jake go right behind him and said, honey! And cut to back to the man cave and they're all in the man cave couch reading the script to Henry next to Ray and said, and as Captain Man and Kid Danger watch the evil piece of popcorn fly away on the bird. Ray said, we fade out and to Ray, and Henry said, end of episode. Cut to all of them clapping their hands. And cut to Ray next to Henry, who was proud of himself. And said, Mary said, not too shabby, right? Henry said, well? Cut to Charlotte next to Schwartz and said, the script is fantastic. Schwartz says, it's so hilarious. Cut to Ray next to Henry and said, see? Anybody can write for TV. Henry said, literally anybody could do it. Cut to all said, Ray said, like a monkey could do it. All them talking to us said, yeah, you just push buttons. Captain Henry said, Kid Danger, Captain Matt, is what this is all about. Cut to Ray getting up and said, and? He said, Catalan said, I should note that we finished it 36 hours before the premiere. And Cut to Henry said, boom! Ray said, ha ha ha, to him fisting Ray. Cut to Charlotte said, getting up and said, well, hold on a second, boys. Cut to both of them, cut to Charlotte said, it's nice that you guys wrote a great script, but now how are we going to make it into a cartoon by tomorrow night? Cut to Ray going to Schwartz and said, well, Schwartz is a genius, right? He said, he can do anything. Schwartz says, yeah, so? And Ray says, so, you're going to take our script. He shoves the script in Schwartz's hand and stands him up and said, and make it into a cartoon. Cut to all of them. Ray said, yeah, Schwartz, you can do it. Cut to all of them talking. Cut to Schwartz in the middle and said, yeah, I don't know. Cut to Henry said, come on. You went to Cartoon Community College. Schwartz said, only for 2 years. Cut to Ray said, so you'll do it? Schwartz says, I was up all night dancing and we only have 36. A lot of work and I can't. He got interrupted by Henry. He says he'll do it. To all of them, Josh said, all right. And Henry said, fantastic, Schwartz. Cut to all of them cheering, but Schwartz was in shock. Josh said, hey, I'll go and make the coffee. Because Schwartz tried to stop and said, no, but. Schwartz said, I'll get the sugar and pizza. Because Schwartz said, now wait a second. Ray said, I'll go get the stun stick. And he goes the other way. And Coach Schwartz tried to stop him. And Ray said, Henry said, ooh. And I'll go get another and take music circle. Schwartz says, wait a second. All of them went their separate ways. Henry went to the snack stand. And he goes behind it. And he takes out his phone. Calls his colonoscopy doctor. And he puts it on his phone here and said, yeah. Hello. This is Schwartz. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to have to cancel my colonoscopy again. Cut to him sitting down and said, yeah, again. Not him having it. And that's about it. Now that's the end of part 2. Now here's part 3. We see Schwartz working on the cartoon in the background. And it looks kind of good, by the way. We got 2 scenes involved in this. Man cave and Henry's house. It looks like Schwartz is done. And it looks kind of good, by the way. And Schwartz is done. Cut to Schwartz. Said, Schwartz turns around. Okay, guys, I'm fit. And he turned around. And all of them were asleep. Henry and Charlotte on the man cave couch. When I saw Henry like that, it was so cute. Cut to Ray sleeping on the man cave computer. And Jasper just sleeping on the floor with the backpack. And somehow Schwartz just got up. He went to get a paper bag. He blew up the paper bag. And somehow he got the gun, and he aimed it up in the air. And somehow he pressed the trigger and it popped. And all of them scared awake. Henry's like, ah! Henry's like, ah! Because all of them scared awake. Cutter Schwartz says, I finished. Cutter Ray said, huh? Cutter Henry next to Charlotte at the man cave couch is like, wait, what? Schwartz said, the script you guys wrote, I finished making it into a cartoon. Cut to Henry Ray, who's excited going towards Schwartz. Said, Ray said, Henry said, for real? He said, that's awesome. And then to all of them going to Schwartz, and Henry said, hey, all right, Schwartz. Jasper said, yeah. He said, good job. Cut to him, Schwartz almost passing out. And Ray said, oh, okay, all right, stay with us. Cut to Henry catching Schwartz, and Henry said, you good? You good? Cut to Charlotte looking at her phone and said, hey. And she said, it's already 7:35. Cut to Henry looking at Ray looking at his watch and said, oh man, they're supposed to show the cartoon at 8. Cut to Henry next to Schwaz and said, Jasper, Charlotte. He said, you two clean yourselves up and go to my house and stall everybody until we get there. Cut to Jasper going, doing he was told, and cut to Charlotte next to Henry. He said, clean myself up. Cut to next to Schwaz again and said, you know what I mean. Go. And Charlotte went, she went that way. Cut to Henry said, Ray said, Schwaz, you put the cartoon on the thumb drive. Cut to Schwaz next to Henry and said, yeah, okay. Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, hey. Going, both Charlotte and Jasper going to the elevator. And he said, hey, start the car. Cut to Henry and Henry and Ray and said, I'll wait here and get the thumb drive. And Ray next to Henry said, good thinking. And he fist Henry. He's going to the tube. He turned around, pressed his back off, buckled, the tube went down, and looked up and said, up the tube! He goes up, and the tube went back up. And cut to Henry said, okay, Schwaz, we got to come up with a title, so what do you think we should... And he somehow saw Schwaz sleeping, and he said, Schwaz? And cut to him going towards Schwaz and said, aw, he's sleeping. Cut to him with the cutest dimples on his cheeks. And somehow Henry goes toward him, tries to pat Schwaz on the head, and he yells in his ear, Schwaz! Schwaz said, ah! And he fell down on the floor. And somehow Henry saw that. Cut to Schwaz looking at him. Cut to Henry said, I have an idea for a title. Cut to Schwaz again. And somehow it's cut to Henry's house, and everybody was at Henry's house for this premiere party. And the KLVY producer said, and you're live in 3, 2. Cut to Dallas, the reporter, and Mary Gaberman next to him. And Dallas said, we are live at the premiere party for the new Captain Man and Kid Danger cartoon. And boy, are the celebrities out tonight. Mary Gaberman said, that's white. And by that, I mean Sean White, champion waterboarder. Cut to Dallas looking at Mary Gaberman, who confused. Dallas said, I think you mean snowboarder. Not water. Sean White snowboards. Cut to Mary Gaberman next to him and said, well, why don't we ask Sean White himself? Because here he comes. Instead of Sean White, it's Oliver. And he said, hello, Sean. Cut to Oliver and said, what? Cut to Mary Gaberman and said, how many gold medals have you won waterboarding? Cut to Dallas being so confused. Dallas and said, Mary. Cut to Oliver and said, what's happening? To Sean White next to Oliver and said, hey. He said, what's up, people? Cut to Oliver next to him and said, I don't know. Mary Gaberman said, next to Sean White, Oliver and said, this is Sean White. Cut to Oliver next to Sean White and said, I am? To Sean White next to Oliver and said, no way. My name's also Sean White. Cut to Oliver and said, yeah, I'm just here to see the cartoon. To Sean White next to him and said, one race to the big tall bush across the street? Oliver and said, no. Sean White said, ready? Oliver said, no. Sean White said, one, two, no. Oh, he said, peer pressure. Sean White said, three. And cut to Oliver and Sean White racing each other. And Oliver said, oh. Cut to Mary Gaberman next to Allison. Usually, I'm sitting at a desk. But tonight, I'm standing. Cut to Dallas being so confused on that part. And cut into the house. And cut to Piper on the phone and said, where is the cartoon? I have over 50 people in my house waiting to watch a cartoon. Cut to, different angles. And cut to Piper said, I got no cartoon. Cut to Charlotte and Jasper with Piper and said, just listen to us. Jasper said, all right, don't worry. Piper said, please. Somehow Charlotte was startled. next to Josh Burns, and Piper said, "What do you mean you got fired? You guys produced a cartoon. How'd you get fired? You produced the cartoon somehow." So she got interrupted because Jasper grabbed her phone. Somehow he put it down his pants. "What are you?" And somehow he put Piper's phone down his pants. Cut to Piper being so disgusted and said, "Why?" Cut to Jasper next to Charlotte and said, "Captain Man and Kid Danger are going to bring the cartoon." And Charlotte said, "Yeah, they should be here any second." Cut to Piper crossing her arms, which she said then she sounds suspicious and said, "How do you guys know this?" And Charlotte and Jasper had to come up with an excuse. Said, "Well, Jasper said, looked at Piper and said, "Prayed." Cut to Piper, cut to both of them, and Charlotte's like, "Yeah, Jasper and I prayed that Captain Man and Kid Danger would bring the cartoon here tonight." Cut to Piper said, "You guys prayed?" Charlotte next to Jasper said, "Oh yeah, yes." Jasper said, "Totally prayed." Cut to the man in the background and said, "Here they are." In walks in Captain Man and Kid Danger. Captain Man said, "Hey." Cut to all the audience members getting up and applauding them. Kid Danger said, "Thank you. Yes. Oh, you guys don't have to stand." Cut to both of them, cut to the audience members and said, "We are very proud of who we are." Captain Man said, "You guys are too much." Kid Danger said, "Hashtag bliss." To the audience, cut to them again and said, "Grateful." He said, "Humble." And he said, "I love my life." Cut to Kid Danger turning towards Piper, his sister. And Piper said, "Hey, did you bring the cartoon?" Cut to Kid Danger doing the thumb drive and giving it to his sister and said, "Boom." Cut to Jake going top of the thing with the microphone and said, "Okay, everyone, take your seats. The new cartoon will begin in 1 minute." Cut to the audience, cut to Jake and said, "So," and he looked around, he didn't notice his son, and said, "Wait, where's Henry?" Cut to all of them. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger's like, "Oh boy. Cause we know that Henry is Kid Danger," and somehow they're too stupid to realize. But anyways, contractor name said, "Yeah, we can't start the cartoon without Henry." Cut to the audience and Frank Girl number one said, "Who's Henry?" Boy number one said, Where is he? And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger on one side with his friends. Piper said, sorry. We're not waiting for Henry." Cut to Jake said, "No, I'm worried. I haven't seen him for days." Cut to Piper points to her father and said, "Hey, it's already 8:15, okay? I got no time for more complications. Take your seats." And cut to the audience members do what they're told. They sit down and somehow Jake got told as well. Cut to me and said, "How about here and here?" Somehow Sean White came into the picture and said, "It's going to be great." He just said, okay. Somehow Sean White and Captain Man were going to sit down at the exact same time. Somehow Captain Man sat on Sean White's leg. He gave up. He shut up and turned around and see him. Both of them were seeing him. Cut to Sean White looking at him. Captain Man said, "Hey, guy." Cut to both of them and said, "You jacked my seat." Sean was like, "No, this is my seat." Cut to both of them, cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger. Kid Danger was nudging him while he was saying, dude. The man said, what? Kid Danger said, dude. The man said, "Stop that, what?" Kid Danger said, "That's Sean White." Cut to Kid Danger, Captain Man turning around, cut to Sean White, cut to both of Captain Man and Kid Danger. The man said, "Well, I don't care if he's Betty White." Cut to him going towards Sean White and takes him off the seat. He said, "I'm sitting in this seat." He said, "Right here." Cut to all three of them. Sean went next to Captain Man and Kid Danger. And Sean White said, "Then I'm sitting in your lap." To Captain Man next to Sean White said, "Yeah, well, you won't be the first Olympian who sat in it." Cut to Captain Man sitting down. Cut to Sean White on his lap. And somehow Jasper got Kid Danger the drink and he was interrupted. So anyway, cut to Sean White next to on top of Captain Man and said, "Told you I sit here." Captain Man said, "Good, I'm glad you did." Sean Wayne said, "Good, I'm glad you did." Captain Man said, "Good, I'm glad you did." "Good, I'm glad you did." Captain Sharon said, "Okay." He said, "Everyone." Cut to everyone. Cut to Charlotte. Said, Schwa says, "Okay, Charlotte." Cut to her cutting the lights. He said, "Here we go." She went to get take her seat. Cut to Captain Man next on top. Captain Man, Kid Danger, which Jasper next to him, and Sean White, who was on his lap. Captain Man said, next to Kid Danger, said, "Dude, we forgot to give the cartoon a title." The Kid Danger said, "Yeah, don't worry about it. I took care of it." Captain Man said, "You did?" Kid Danger said, "Mm-hmm." Captain Man said, "Well, what title did you pick?" Kid Danger said, "Hmm?" The announcer said, "The Adventures of Kid Danger!" It cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger. Captain Man was not having it and was looking at Kid Danger. And Kid Danger was looking at him and was like, "Shh! The show's starting." He was like, "Look over there." It cut to the screen of the Adventures of Kid Danger theme song. It's like, "Here we go, up the tube. Finding crime is what we do. A superhero, second with the plan." It cut to them being so excited. "Who's the one behind the mask? Who can move super fast? It's Kid Danger." Cut to Kid Danger being so excited next to Jasper. Cut to Charlotte and Piper having a good time. Cut to Kid Danger said, "And look!" And Cartier Schwartz said, "It's Captain Lad!" There's the Adventures of Kid Danger theme song said, "So come along, it's the Adventures of Kid Danger." Cut to all of them having fun. Cut to the cartoon again, because this is all the Adventures of Kid Danger. Cut to Captain Man and said, "I'm okay." Cut to Kid Danger said, "Feels good." And that was the end of that. And scene. Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 5, season 4 of Henry Danger. Tune in for Danger. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, what a way to premiere a cartoon show with that episode, am I right? So, yeah, so I just love this episode altogether. It premiered the new cartoon, which is called The Adventures of Kid Danger, which was the same title as the original cartoon, which I'm not going to lie much. And this episode was funny. Not only that the writing sequence was so funny altogether, but, yeah, so there was cute moments, there was, like, sound moments, and Sean White? Come on now! Sean White, the Olympic snowboarder from the Winter Games, guest starred on this episode, which was really kind of cool, by the way, and I just love this episode overall and all together, and this one was awesome and amazing, so I'm gonna give this episode a 15 out of 10, just because Sean White was in it. I mean, come on, Sean White, the now retired Olympic snowboarder, and I'm just excited that this episode was awesome, it was cool, and yeah, so I give this episode a 15 out of 10, and the way I introduced the new cartoon version of Real Life, The Adventures of Kid Danger, was so cool, and I'm so glad that I did this episode. It was so cool, so fun. And that's the way they premiered the new cartoon, which was kind of cool, by the way, too, altogether. So, yeah. So, the next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. And, yeah. So, the next segment is about to start right about now. So, I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay. So I covered this week's topics that Halloween Horror Nights is back at Universal Studios, and the houses are really, really scary this year. So if you're a fan of haunted houses or whatever, this is the perfect place for you to go to. And there's one booth dedicated to the phone booth, which is a horror movie that everybody loves, and Halloween, I'm not going to lie much. But there's one house that everybody is talking about, and that is dedicated to the artist, The Weeknd. That's right. Abel, known as The Weeknd, has his own house, and it's called The Weeknd After Hours Nightmare. And I gotta say, if you love The Weeknd's music, or if you love haunted houses in general, you should go and check that out. I guarantee it that much. I can't believe The Weeknd has his own house, which is so crazy. And he's the greatest artist of all time. And he's got his own house this year, which I think is pretty cool. But, Yeah, so if I were you, if you're a fan of scary things, and if you love Halloween and haunted, being scared, go to Halloween Horror Nights, I guarantee that much. And if you're a fan of The Weeknd, that's the perfect spot for you. So, yeah, so it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be fun, so make sure you go to Halloween Horror Nights, I guarantee it that much. And, yeah, so everybody's been talking about it, so make sure you go and get it, I guarantee it that much. If you love scary things, it's the perfect place for you. And the start of the 2022 football season starts this Thursday. It's the first game between the Buffalo Bills and the Super Bowl champs, the LA Rams, which I am so excited for. Football season is back. I am so pumped, ready to go for this season. And LA Rams, I just love them so freaking damn much because it's my second favorite city of all time because, you know, besides New York, I'm a New York girl, but I love Los Angeles, and Los Angeles Rams is my third favorite team because why not? So, yeah, so it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun this football season, and I cannot wait to see what games are going to come for all the teams. And this game starts the whole season, so I'm so excited. So make sure you watch the first game of the NFL season this Thursday. So I'm so pumped, so excited, and I cannot wait to watch with the rest of you guys. So football fans, rejoice, and let's go have a fantastic football season this year. So let's go, and I'm excited. So let's go and get it. And I recapped episode 5, season 4 of Henry Danger. Tune in for Danger. That's right. This episode was crazy. They had to make a new cartoon, and somehow they premiered the new cartoon, but it was not only that, premiered the cartoon in real life as well, and it was just so cool that we saw some cute moments and confused moments, but Shaun White was the highlight of the whole episode, just because if you're not a fan of Shaun White, what the heck is wrong with you? And he's the coolest, he's the GOAT of all time of snowboarding, and I gotta say, wow, put him in Henry Danger, which was so crazy on my part, but, yeah, so it was awesome to see Shaun White on an episode of Henry Danger, which I was not gonna lie much, but, yeah, so this episode was cute, fun, exciting, and it's called a 15 out of 10 because Shaun White was in it. I don't even give a dang, so, yeah, so I hope you liked this episode, and I'm glad that you enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it as well, and yeah, so next week's episode, it's going to be cool, so sit back, hold on tight, and it's going to be a doozy, so let's go, excited, and yeah, it's going to be awesome, so 15 out of 10, great job to the cast for doing this one, so yeah, okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. You heard me. 12. Justin Bieber is back and better than ever this year. And somehow Justin Bieber got me through middle school and high school because of his music. And without him, I wouldn't become the woman that I am today. I went to every single one of his concert tours. I went cut every single one of his merch and all of his albums. So I saw 2 of his documentary films once, 7 times, maybe the second one once, but I don't know. Who's counting? But, yes, I'm a big Belieber fan to the core. And I cannot wait to see Justin Bieber come back to the States for the reschedule shows, if that helps as possible. But, yeah, I'm excited for that. So, Justin, welcome back, buddy. We missed you. And I saw on your social media, and you're back and better than ever, dude. So, let's go. I'm excited. And, yeah, so, Justin, welcome back. And you're my role model since the very beginning. So, Justin, love you, pal. And can't wait to see what you do next. So, yeah. So, this is the second song that I chose from his Justice album. It's called Hold On. I saw the music video for this song, and dang, it got action-packed. So, yeah, for the guy, for the girl, and it's just crazy. But, yeah, this music video was amazing. If you haven't seen the music video for this song, please go and check this out. I guarantee it that much. And yeah, Justin has done it again with this song, and not just that, the video too. I love the concept of it. It was just so cute and awesome. And yeah, so this song was just amazing, and I couldn't believe it when I first heard it, and it was so catchy and so awesome. And Justin Bieber's new sound for this album was so amazing, and it's so good in my part. And yeah, so it was one of my favorites on the album. So I can't wait to share it with you guys, and I hope you like it too. So yeah. So, Beliebers, if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber and you're a big fan of Justin Bieber's music, you should turn up the speaker, turn off the volume on the device, make sure you listen to it, listen along and sing along, because it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is, the second song that I chose from Justin Bieber's album Justice, and it's called Hold On. So, so let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started, shall we? Justin Bieber, everybody! Oh, ow, ow, ow! Again, this song. I'm speechless. I put this on repeat thousands and thousands of times, and it's just that good. Chef's kiss, I can't. And the music video concept for this song, oh my god, is so dang cute. Justin Bieber keeps getting better and better and better and better at this point, and I gotta say, wow, wow, wow. Claps for Justin Bieber, guys. So, so I love this song altogether. This is why I put it on repeat, is because this album is just so dang good. And I gotta say that this album is technically amazing, also along with the Changes album, but this album is pretty amazing on my part. But, so this song is amazing. It's really good, and I guarantee it 10 out of 10 recommend. And, yeah, so if you've been a fan of Justin Bieber and you love his songs, put this song on your playlist. I guarantee it that much, guys, because this song is going to get stuck in your head, and I guarantee it that much. And yeah, it's just that good. And yeah, I just love the song altogether, and somehow Justin Bieber did a great job with this music video and the song, and I can't wait to see what he does next. So Justin, great job on this one. I can't wait to see what you do next. And yeah, it's going to be pumped, and it's rocking, and it's going to be exciting. So I can't wait to see what Justin does next. So great job, Justin, and I hope you could do what's great for you next. And I can't wait. So, So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022, and you want to do it safely, and you want to get some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast featuring Nisa Will and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina Tea. She just recaps of movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, yeah, again, if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, to the Kamina Tea podcast. I love this woman so much. She's been a man fan since the very beginning. And if you want to hear what topics that we did in the past, or what season one episodes of Danger Force that we did, or what songs that we did of the week, go find Kamina Tea in the description of my podcast. She co-hosted for those 2 weeks. I'm guaranteed I'm glad to have her. And I'm glad to call her a man fan and a friend. And I'm glad I came across on her on social media. And now we're just tight and close as man fans ever since. And I'm so glad to call her a friend. So, Kamina, girl, I love you. And I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well. But, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in this week. It's awesome and amazing. And I hope I made your day a little bit brighter because of this week's show. And, yeah, so it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fun. And I hope you guys loved it. And I hope I can continue to put a smile on your faces no matter what I do. So, yeah, so make sure you stay cool and stay be yourselves. And that's all that matters to me. So, yeah. Make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can follow my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And also, you could share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the man fans to know in the United States and around the world if they're bored out of their minds at work, or they're on vacation still, and they don't know what they're doing with their lives. Or if their kids or friends of Henry Danger or Danger Force Entertainment, which is Henry Danger Universe, which is the HDU, I am your girl for that. So, yeah. And also, if you want to follow my social media platforms, go to miss.holland1992 on my Instagram. I post anything about me, and I just posted 2 photos of my sleepover weekend that week, so make sure you go check up both of those photos out. And I guarantee you, my family means everything to me. So make sure you go and check those 2 photos out that I posted last week. That will mean a lot to me. And 2 weeks ago, so make sure you go and give those a like. That will mean a lot to me. And make sure you go and check out those photos. That will be great. And if you're following me, thank you. Also, you can follow my Marilyn Susan account for anything movies, TV shows on Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, whatever it is. Make sure you go and follow that account as well. I posted a photo of me watching 3,000 Years of Longing with my sister. We went on a movie night on a Monday. You should go and check that review out. I guarantee it that much. And yeah, so make sure you go and if you like anything movies or in general and smart reviews, go follow my account. They're my opinions. You don't have to agree with them if you don't want to. But yeah, so make sure you go follow my review account on Instagram. I guarantee it that much. And yeah. And also make sure you go follow my Twitter, which is miss.norman1992 for the exact same thing with movies, TV shows on Disney Plus about Marvel, Paramount Plus thing you can have a review on. And also me bragging about the cutest person in the entire world, Chase Norman. How can you not love that guy? And yeah, so make sure you go follow my Twitter on miss.norman1992. That would be great. And yeah, so any review you want, it's on my Twitter page. So make sure you go and check that out, and that will be great. So I can't wait to see you on Twitter. And also, if you're having trouble with finding the podcast, no problem. If you're following me on Instagram, go to miss.holland92. Click on the link in my profile in the bio. Or if you're following me on Twitter, which is miss.norman1992, click on the link. So make sure you guys click on the link. It'll take you right to the podcast page. And just try to scroll down to find your podcast provider page. And find a podcast provider that you're into. And boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. And yeah, so to all the people that followed me, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap both of these shows, Henry Danger and Danger Force. So my point of this podcast is to make you guys feel comfortable with each and every episode that I got for you guys. So sit back, relax. I hope you guys make me feel comfortable, and I hope you guys enjoy the ride. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And welcome if you're a new follower, and I'm glad that you followed along with me. So it's going to be very sick. And to my returning followers, I love you guys so, so much. I started this journey since quarantine, and we did this for 2 straight years now. But I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to every single one of you who followed. And without you guys, I would have done this in the beginning when quarantine happened. And without you guys, I would have pushed myself to do this for you. And the reason that I did last week's episode was because I did want to do this for you, and you never disappoint you. So, yeah, so I did this for you, and it's all for you, and I love you so much. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. And this grind never stops until every episode of Henry Danger or Danger Force is put out, and I love you guys so much. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing, and the grind is not stopping. So let's go. I'm pumped. Can't wait to see what the rest of this podcast is going to bring. So let's go. It's only the beginning, and I'm very, very excited. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Done. Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.